Hey guys, Maestro here, bringing you episode 135 of Maestro on the Mic, doing it Thursday shorty style. In today's episode, I'm talking about pain science and Pepto-Bismol. Now, what the heck do these two things have in common? You're just gonna have to tune into the full episode to find out. But first, DJ, gimme that heartbeat.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestro-fied.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, and welcome back to another episode of Maestro on the Mic. So, like the little intro said, today we're talking about pain science and Pepto-Bismol. So, what the heck does that mean? What happened? Well, earlier this week, I was battling a random cough slash sickness, just kind of came out of the blue, don't know really what happened. I partially blame Vegas, but either way, I was having a cough, and I'm still kind of getting over it, but it was much worse in the beginning of the week. And my brother was here, and I'm coughing, and I'm noticing that it's worse at night, but, you know, a lot of symptoms and things are worse at night, but I'm noticing it's worse at night, and suddenly I'm like, dude, it feels like I swallowed a Sharpie, not like the plastic part of the Sharpie, but like the ink, and I'm like, my chest is kind of burning, like I feel some kind of burning going on there. And no, it didn't feel like a heart attack or anything like that. I was like, it's not sharp. It's not stabbing. It's not really getting worse. It's not like throbbing or anything. It literally just feels like I swallowed a Sharpie. And my brother Justin was just like, it sounds like you have acid reflux. And he actually suffers from GERD. And I was like, dude, I think you are right. And I think that this nonsense is contributing to my cough. So, you know, just a little bit of a side tangent or whatever. You lay down, it can increase the likelihood of having some of that acid reflux. You get some irritation of that old food pipe, windpipe area going on there, and you can get some reflexive coughing. So to me, it made a lot of sense that, hey, I think that this is contributing to my cough being worse at night and also this burning that I'm feeling. Now, what does this have to do with pain science? What does this have to do with Pepto-Bismol? Well, I took Pepto and it made it better, but it really gave me a lesson in pain science and the value that comes with having words to describe what we're feeling, right? The value and the power. So we've talked about pain before and, you know, I've done episodes on it and you guys know it's one of my favorite topics, right? And the big thing I want you to understand is that pain is an output of the brain, right? When there's a lack of credible safety, we may have that output produced by the brain, right? Pain is an experience. It's multifaceted, right? It's multifactorial. It's subjective. Now, circling back to the lesson that this whole experience gave me was that when we're dealing with patients, clients, our family, ourselves, the more descriptors that we can give to someone to help them explain to us or to themselves what's going on, the better chance they have of handling or mitigating that pain. Why? Because when we introduce all these descriptors, suddenly we start to introduce a credible sense of safety to the brain, right? Things go from, oh shit, I'm on fire, this is burning, I'm in danger, I don't know what's going on, it just hurts, I don't know where, to, so I feel uncomfortable, and I feel like I kind of swallowed a Sharpie and I have a mild burning sensation kind of in my chest. It's not sharp. It's not getting any worse. And I think I'm going to be okay. Those are very different things that we're telling the brain, right? We have these sensations and it's very important that we try to nail down, if you will, what exactly it is that we're experiencing with whatever verbiage you can, and also, you know, where it is. All of the qualifying factors, and quantifying too, factors about this experience that we're having. The more that we can do that, the more that we can describe it, right? The more that we can shine a light onto that situation, ideally, theoretically, the more, the greater the amount of credible safety that we can introduce to that nervous system. And the safer that things feel, oftentimes, ideally, the less likely we are to have that output of pain coming from the brain. So I'm going to keep this episode short. Just wanted to use it as a little bit of an anecdote. So, you know, hopefully the next time that you go to work with someone, or, you know, even with yourself, you understand the value of really describing what is going on and why we as providers need to get away from just immediately asking someone how their pain is. I actually had a friend write to me the other day, and she was like, Shantae, you know, can I pick your brain for a second? I think I might need to switch providers and PTs, because every time I go in, all she does is ask me about my pain, and I actually don't have any pain. I just feel a little bit of instability in my knee, and she's not really addressing that. And, you know, we had the discussion about, you know, her talking to the provider and such, and trusting her gut. But as providers, we really need to make sure that we are creating this safe environment, and we're not just framing everything around pain. Flip side, as patients, we need to do whatever we can to try and really describe what we're feeling and take a moment and breathe with it and say, what exactly am I feeling? Can I localize it? You know, where am I feeling it? And even if it's to a general area, that's still very valuable information. It can help us as providers with, like, you know, attacking the problem. But it also helps you and helps your nervous system to understand, like, actually, no, I'm feeling this in this area. This is when I feel it. This is what it feels like. Here are a few descriptors. All right. And there's nothing that's too far-fetched. You could say something like, oh, it feels like, and I've had someone say this to me, that it feels like a packet of mustard has slipped down through my ribs. Like, okay. Realistically, the more open that we are as providers, the more that we're going to start hearing things like this. And that actually makes it really a lot easier for us, because then we can be like, oh, I've heard that before. And, you know, this is the path that we took with that person, right? All these recipes that we have for approaching how we treat someone. So tying it all up, bringing it home, pain science and Pepto-Bismol. Pepto helped me out. Words also greatly, greatly helped me out. All right, I got a give and then I got an ask. So the give, because I don't want to just, like, you know, provide problems and no solutions here. In the show notes, I'm going to drop a list of my go-to resources for pain science as it relates to books. That's going to be Explain Pain Supercharged, Why Do I Hurt, and Painful Yarns. So one more time, Explain Pain Supercharged, Why Do I Hurt, and Painful Yarns. Yes, I am a bit partial to the NOI group, the Noi group. So I'll drop the links in the show notes. Yes, they are affiliate links through Amazon, which means if you click and you buy, I will make approximately one penny. But I got to disclose that. So that is the give. Right? I'm not giving to you them for free, but I will give you the suggestions of that, because they are a great starting point, a great way to pick up some verbiage so that you do have more ways to explain pain to your patients. Those books are also digestible by patients, which is huge. Now, the ask. Gonna do a little call to interaction with this episode. A while back, I talked about putting out an online pain science course, and I actually have the content all made. I just need to record it. But I want to make sure that you guys are still interested, if it's something that you guys want, before I go and put a ton of effort into it. So if this is something that would interest you, an online pain science course, it'd be the same format as my Breathing with the Maestro course, my Instagramming with the Maestro course. I'm going to use Kajabi. It's a super sleek interface. It's self-selected pace. You know, you go as fast or as slow as you want. Once you buy it, it's yours. If this interests you, I would love if you hit me up. Whatever medium is easiest for you, you can email me, info@themovementmaestro.com. You can slide into the old DMs @themovementmaestro. And just let me know that, yeah, this is something that I'm interested in. And this way I can move forward with that, or perhaps not. Alrighty, wrapping it up. That's all I got for you. Thank you. And one more time, thank you. I know you could have been doing anything and you chose to listen to me and my random stories about pain science and pepto bismol. Until next time, friends, Maestro.